nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor discuss how they help nonprofits raise money with a method they call setting the table. Within the complexities of event planning, this method outlines how nonprofits can differentiate themselves and ask donors for more money because of it. Let's get right into it.
We're seeing a lot of really, really cool success stories. And as great vessels and arbiters of information, and this experience, these experiences that we're on, we're noticing that it's imperative that you don't get stuck in your ways, right? You don't keep doing things the same old way, expecting a different result, especially if the results have been underachieving, right? So
yeah,
we are working with a group for months. And this should also be a nudge and an impetus for folks to realize it's never a bad time to start planning for your event, even if you're months and months and months and months, 10 months out for your event. And we're seeing a lot of organizations do that as well. However, we're coaching this organization, and when we find out that their live auction had only brought in net proceeds in the last, 7 years of data?
No. Gross proceeds. Gross. The gross was...
Ooh, that's rough. That's rough. Okay, yeah. So it was worse than I thought. Was $4,500 in a room full of 150 people where the ticket price was $300. And we thought, okay, well, there's a tremendous opportunity there for you to twist the dial, among other things. So you were coaching them on sponsorships, underwriting, lovely organization, great people to work with, adopted the idea of good software and sound messaging and what have you. And tell them what happened.
Well, I think the biggest thing that came up is they realized that they were underperforming. They're like, you know, we've been doing the same old thing, getting the same old result.
And they weren't prideful about it. So that was
cool. Yeah. And they were like, we want to do something different.
Yep.
And so I was really candid with them. I said, well, first of all, I said, if you're going to do that, I said, you can't do the same thing and get a better result. I said, you know, you can get us, you can use some of our items, you can put our software out there. But I said, that's not going to move the needle. I mean, it does. They're good things, but you've got to prepare, you know, you've got to prepare, set the table. And I said, it's not necessarily going to be easy. I said, you got to go do some work. And they said, that's why we're talking. We want to do the work. We want to do the things. And when I say this, I'm not talking about necessarily where they had to work themselves to death, because that's not the case. It's because they're already working hard anyway. It doesn't matter. The work's kind of the same in a fundraiser.
It wasn't from a lack of effort.
It was just focus, what they were focusing on. And they wanted to focus on raising money. So we went through the whole process and said, you know, let's put together an underwriting program and a sponsorships. You know, they raised their sponsorship rates. They had money. Like you said, they have $300 tickets and selling out. Mm-hmm. But they just weren't asking for money. They weren't making an ask. And that is a common theme that we're seeing. And I had a conversation with a CEO of a nonprofit this morning, and he raises a lot of money. He is not afraid, raises a lot of money. But the point was, he said, they just don't ask. He said, and he was in private sector for a long time.
Or ask for enough.
And, you know, we talked about, that's one of the things that happens in private sector versus the public, you know, the nonprofit sector. If you've kind of been raised in the nonprofit world, yeah, I know you're saying, well, I'm a professional fundraiser, but they've not been put in a situation where they had to ask. It wasn't it's typically, it's just a little different. And I don't, that's not to say it's good, bad, or indifferent. You are where you are. Your journey is where your journey is. But, you know, they in this nonprofits, they weren't asking. And so people weren't giving. And I think about that, you know, I think about this Ronald McDonald House that I helped raise some money, and I was doing a fund of need. And I said, well, you know, and the most they'd ever gotten was like 10 grand. I said, well, you know, I think somebody wants to give $25,000 tonight. Guy raises his hand. Every place goes crazy. And at the end, the CEO goes over and says, hey, thanks a lot for, you know, for doing that. And he goes, well, you know, if Jason would have asked for more, I might've given more. And the point of that was, he had never been asked that before. And yeah. So when I think that we miss a lot of opportunities by not asking our donors to support us, not asking them for those sponsorship dollars, not asking for the underwriting. And that's where we were able to help move the needle with them, because these folks, they were ready to do something different. And that was it. Yep. They still had to do the work. And I think that's the mm-hmm. thing we look at. These are hard. Putting on a fundraiser, doing a gala, it's hard. There is nothing easy about it. Okay. You know, it's like cats herding cats. You've got to get your volunteers and your donors and, you know, all the special guests. You got to get the venue and the entertainment and the food and all the stuff. You've got a committee that's, you know, going 19 different directions and getting alignment. And they just decided to do something different. And everything went through this process. We really hit, we're working to set the table. And here's where things got really interesting. You got a call 2 days before the event from their auction coordinator. And the auction coordinator mm-hmm. in this particular, they have like 10 auctioneers that work in the fundraising, charity fundraising world. And they were calling to kind of, mm-hmm. you know, get all the stuff lined up. And she said, I've got some real concerns. I mean, mm-hmm. won't you just tell kind of how that went?
Yeah, she did, because their, I mean, frankly, their live auction was underachieving, and they had never.
Yeah, they'd raised $4,500. And
yeah, they had never sold more than $4,500 in the live auction. And, you know, what we keep saying to folks over and over and over again is, okay, but are you offering things in the live auction that folks want? Right? Well, we keep saying that over and over. It's like, well, you know,
well, you're exactly right, because yeah, what happened in this deal. So, and just to set the table for everybody, so you understand. So not only, you know, we got this underwriting, they came back and they said, look, we've talked about it. These are the trips we want to put in the live auction. And we really,
they
spent
really
some time.
Wanted these items.
They really yeah. wanted them, and months they had people advance. To buy it. So this yeah. is not like yeah. something that, you know, where the consignment company is trying to shoehorn some stuff in there and yeah. our agenda.
It wasn't
because that's not
pin
the way
tail on the donkey. It wasn't pin the tail on the donkey.
But they'd really done this. But the, you know, the auction coordinator was like, I don't know that this is going to work. She goes, and I talked to her. I got on the phone. Trevor yeah. said, hey, since you've been coached, and we get on the phone with her. So I called her and I talked to her and I said, well, tell me what's going on. And she said, well, you know, I've got 7 years of data that they've never done over 4,500 in a live auction. And I said, with all due respect, because you've never had anything worth $4,500 or more.
Yeah.
And she starts, yeah. you know, she's like, well, I understand that, but we, you know, I just don't want to make sure we get something sold. So to long story short, one item netted that organization more than any time they've ever done. Now they sold yeah. more than one. They had several things they put together, but that's the point yeah. is, you know, you've got to do something different if you want a different result. And this is a great example of them doing something different. And they didn't wait till 2 days before the event to do it. They did it.
No, they did it months
you know,
in advance.
Three, four, yeah. It was 4 or 5 months in advance. They just called us up and said, hey, we want to coach with you guys. We want to do something different. We think we want to raise more money. We're like, okay. And I think if you're listening to this and you're wanting to do something different, you're wanting to see a different result, you're wanting to get more money, you have to do something different. And that doesn't, but it doesn't mean, yeah. you know, yeah. it's going to be harder, because it's already hard. So,
yeah,
you know, my thought is, if it's already hard anyway, go ahead and go all out.
I mean, what's the risk?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's no downside.
You know, you already know what's going
they
on.
They walked in the door with more happened. Money. They started the event with more money than they'd ever raised before in the previous event, because they
raised $100,000. Yeah. It's a really, really cool event. They raised $100,000, and in the live auction, they brought in what, 40,000
mm-hmm.
in the yeah. live auction.
And the gross was like 40 grand. I think they netted like, I don't know, 35, something like that.
And, they did really, really well.
Yeah, I mean,
they did really, really well.
It's one of those things where you get caught up in what's going on. Well, our events, and we hear this, Trevor and I hear this all the time. You know, bro, how many times do you have somebody goes, well, my event's a little different?
Yeah, all events are different. They all have their different, I'm sorry, I'm going to steal this from Matt Ashley, but he says it so eloquently. They always say, he always says, every event has its own atmosphere, mm-hmm. its own culture. You know, of course they're different. You know, they're like their own organisms.
Yeah,
I totally understand. However, what do they all have in common? We're all trying to raise money. We're all trying to advance the mission. We're all trying to get the mission message across at the event and celebrate the mission. That's what they all do have in common. What we're noticing, especially if you're having a live auction, we can get down the rabbit hole with the silent auction as well. you got to give folks things that they want, you know, the opportunity to bid and give for things that they want and things that they can't just, you know, people don't want stuff. They don't want, as you say, they don't want stuff that they can just, you know, plug in on their phone and, you know, have at their front door, right? When they get home, that's not going to move the needle. It's not going to get folks excited. We had a very, very long conversation, with some folks on the webinar recently about that, where, you know, and they were telling us and asking us, hey, we use really cool items to advertise. And we say, yes, because that makes people want to buy tickets and yeah. come. Like that's the, yes, you need good items. You need cool items. That's the reason why the organization had only raised, you know, or only brought in $4,500 in their live auction. They probably didn't really have anything that was moving the needle that were, that made the attendees and the supporters, the donors, well, want to bid on.
Yeah, and here's the
thing. That's just the reality of it. You know, they're
At a minimum ticket price of $300, that means they've got significant capacity. So it's $600 a couple. There's no broke people coming to this event. Okay? Everybody there has some money.
They also care.
Their cause was great. And they were giving, they were getting money. They were collecting a lot of money in their I mean, they were raising money before, you know, in table sales, fund a need things. So, I mean, we're not, they didn't have to start at zero. But one of the biggest things that we were talking about is you've got people that have, they can write a check for $10,000 and not miss it.
Yep, 100%.
They don't want to buy a push lawnmower.
They don't want the flat screen TV. You want to know why? Because it was cool to buy a plasma TV.
They've got 10 of them. Years ago. Yeah, and that they wouldn't use that one, you know, in their bathroom. I mean, that's what I mean. I think that when it comes to stuff and things, you want to get the attention of people that have capacity, and you want to get the rich people to, you know, you want to get the rich people to come to your event. Have stuff the rich people want.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they don't want...
And make it fun.
Yeah.
Make it fun.
And when I say stuff, I don't... it doesn't... You know, we're not talking about it has to be consignment stuff. That's not what I mean. We had somebody... and every event is a little bit different. You've got to judge it. So we had somebody on a webinar who said, we just scored 2 front row George Strait tickets to a George Strait
concert.
That's
cool, man.
That's way cool. And she said, do you think I should use them for, like a golden ticket, or should I live auction? I said... If they'll bring more than if you've got buyers in the room who want it, who give more than $5,000 for it, put it in the live auction. But if you don't, then do it this way. Cause you know, you raise 10 grand. I said, if you sell 100 tickets for $100, they raise $10,000. If you don't think they're going to bring $10,000 in the live auction or more, then don't do it. You don't put it in there. And
now you're talking about proper placement.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Then you got to start thinking about what the opportunity, like we talked about, a buy-in versus an auction. You got to be willing to try some of this stuff. I don't know. You know, I don't know if we have anybody that would buy a $100 ticket. I'm like, what's the ticket for your event? $250. Of course they will. Of course they will.
Yeah. It sounds simple, but there's a science behind it.
If it's a $25 ticket and you're having a spaghetti dinner, you're not going to sell a $250. You're not going to sell $250 raffle tickets, because people that have capacity aren't going to go to that event in the first place.
We get a lot of pushback on this. Jason, say that again. The lady, if someone asks, well, I don't know if anyone will buy a $100 ticket, and you said, well, the ticket price is how much? And they said $250. Well, then you've just proven that they will.
Yeah, you know they will.
If the item's cool enough.
Let's be clear. If your ticket, minimum ticket price is $100, then you've got $100 buyers in your room.
There you go.
I mean, if the ticket to go to your event is $100. Now, if it's $50, you need to raise your price, because you're not raising money. You're just selling dinner, but that's another story.
And you could not be covering your costs, by the way. We've had that talk with a lot of folks too.
Yeah.
So make sure you're selling your tickets and your tables for above what it costs to get folks in the door.
Well, right? I think that the last thing, you know, that you started with is be willing to do the work, be willing to do something different. So you've got nothing to lose. You're already raising X dollars. It's not that hard to keep raising the same amount every year. It's just not, but it's hard to push it up to the next level.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not willing to try something different.
It's a careful nudge for everybody. Yep. I hope that's awesome. Hope
if you got anything out of this today, if this is some, you know, if we're talking to you and you're hearing this, or you know somebody that needs to hear this message, please share it. This is how we get this information out. Also, please like and subscribe. Give us that 5-star. That's what pushes it up so other nonprofit leaders and professional fundraisers can get to hear this information. So that's how we get it out. So we appreciate all you guys do.
Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Awesome. Appreciate you, brother. That was great.
Peace, bro.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.